Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is questioning Ramananda Roy, and by his mercy, Ramananda Roy is replying on increasingly deeper or higher levels. Lord Krishna told the gopis, this is text 89, we read this previously, but let us continue. The means of attaining my favor is loving service unto me. And fortunately, you are all thus engaged. Those living beings who render service unto me are eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world and attain eternal life with knowledge and bliss. Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him an equal amount of success in devotional service to the Lord. There's a very long purport here that Srila Prabhupada has written. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada glorifies Krishna's position and contrasts it to that which is obtained by worshipping the demigods or becoming absorbed in impersonal Brahman. I'll just read one paragraph from Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the spiritual world, the Absolute Lord is always identical with his name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes. Such identity is impossible in the material world, where the name of a person is different from the person himself. The Supreme Lord has many holy names like Paramatma, Brahman, and the Creator. But one who worships the Lord as the Creator cannot understand the relationship between a devotee and the Lord in the five types of transcendental mellows, nor can he understand the conception of Krishna. One cannot understand the six transcendental opulences of the Lord simply by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead as impersonal Brahman. Ramananda Roy continues. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.22, it is said that Lord Krishna cannot proportionally reciprocate devotional service in the Madhurya Ras. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees. Then Sri Ramananda Roy cites this verse, 10.32.22, Naparye ham niravadyasam yujam. Swasadu kritiam vibhudhaya yushapiva yamam bhajan durjayage hasvin kala sam vrischa tadva patiyatu saduna. When the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Lord Krishna's absence from the rasa dance, Krishna returned to them and told them, my dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free of all material contamination. I must admit that in many lives it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you because you have cut off the bondage of family life just to search for me. Consequently, I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your honest activities in this regard. Continuing. Although Krishna's unparalleled beauty is the topmost sweetness of love of Godhead, his sweetness increases unlimitedly when it is in the company of the gopis. Consequently, Krishna's exchange of love with the gopis is the topmost perfection of love of Godhead. Citing from Bhagavatam 10.33.6, although the son of Devaki, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all kinds of beauty, when he is among the gopis, he nonetheless becomes more beautiful, for he resembles a Marakata jewel, means an emerald, surrounded by gold and other jewels. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is certainly the limit of perfection, but please be merciful to me and speak more if there is more." Ramananda Roy replied, "Until this day, I did not know anyone within this material world who could inquire beyond this perfectional stage of devotional service." And Ramananda Roy knows more, and he continues. "Among the loving affairs of the gopis," Ramananda Roy continued, "Srimati Radharani's love for Sri Krishna is topmost. Indeed, the glories of Srimati Radharani are highly esteemed in all revealed scriptures." And then he cites Padma Purana, which is also cited in Rupa Goswami's Lago Bhagavatamrita, and also appears in Adi Lila, chapter 4, verse 25, and again in Madhya Lila, chapter 18, verse 8. "Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, her bathing place, Radhakund, is also dear to him. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is supermost and very dear to Lord Krishna." And then a verse from Bhagavatam 10:30:28. "When the gopis began to talk among themselves," this is after Krishna, Radharani had left the rasa dance, and Krishna had followed her away. They were searching for Krishna and the gopis, and they said, "Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else." It was Srila Prabhupada's purport. Because the verse is Anaya, Aradito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Swara Yamno Vahaya Govinda Pito Yam Anayad Raha. So Prabhupada says in his purport, "The name Radha is derived from this verse, Bhagavatam 10:30:28, from the word Anayo Radhita, meaning by her the Lord is worshipped." Sometimes the critics of Srimad Bhagavatam find it difficult to find Radharani's holy name in that book, but the secret is disclosed here in the word Aradhita, from which the name Radha has come. Of course, the name of Radharani is directly mentioned in other Puranas. The gopi's worship of Krishna is topmost, and this gopi's worship of Krishna is topmost, and therefore her name is Radha, or the topmost worshipper. Prabhu kahe, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Age kaha sunite pai suke." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please speak on. I'm very happy to hear from you, to hear you, because a river of unprecedented nectar is flowing from your mouth." During the rasa dance, Sri Krishna did not exchange loving affairs with Srimati Radharani due to the presence of the other gopis, because of the dependence of others, The intensity of love between Radha and Krishna was not manifested. Therefore, he stole her away. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Out of fear of the other gopis, Lord Sri Krishna took Srimati Radharani to a secluded place. In this regard, the verse comes Sarir Api, verse 106 in this chapter, which is appearing soon, will be quoted from the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami. If Lord Krishna rejected the company of the other gopis for Srimati Radharani, we can understand that Lord Sri Krishna has intense affection for her. Ramananda Roy, who was speaking, continued, "Please, therefore, hear from me about the glories of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs. They are beyond compare within these three worlds." Finding herself treated equally with all the other gopis, Srimati Radharani displayed her tricky behavior and left the circle of the rasa dance. Missing Srimati Radharani's presence, Krishna became very unhappy and began to lament and wander throughout the forest to search her out. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. This is the text 106. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, took Srimati Radharani within his heart, for he desired to dance with her. Thus, he left the arena of the Rasa dance and the company of all the other beautiful damsels of Braj. Being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and unhappy, regretting his mistreatment, mistreating Srimati Radharani, Madhav, Lord Krishna, began to search for her along the banks of the Yamuna River. When he failed to find her, he entered the bushes of Vrindavan and began to lament. So the Prabhupada says that these two verses are from the Gita Govinda, written by Jayadev Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj continues, simply by considering these two verses, one can understand what nectar there is in such dealings. It is exactly like freeing a mine of nectar. Although Krishna was in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis during the Rasa dance, he still kept himself in one of his transcendental forms by the side of Srimati Radharani. Lord Krishna is equal to everyone in his general dealings, but due to the conflicting, ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani, they were opposing elements. The progress of loving affairs between a young boy and a young girl is like the movement of a snake. On account of this, two types of anger arise between a young boy and girl, anger with cause and anger without cause. Srila Prabhupada's purport. During the Rasa dance, one form of Krishna was between every two gopis, but by the side of Srimati Radharani, there was only one Krishna. Although this was the case, Srimati Radharani still manifested disagreement with Krishna. This verse is from the Ujjana Nalamani Sringara Bhaila Katana 102, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. When Radharani left the Rasa dance out of anger and resentment, Lord Sri Krishna became very anxious because he could not see her. Lord Krishna's desire in the Rasa dance circle is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is the binding link in that desire. The Rasa dance does not shine in the heart of Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he also gave up the circle of the Rasa dance and went out to search for her. When Krishna went out to search for Srimati Radharani, he wandered here and there, not finding her. He became afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and began to lament. Since Krishna's desires were not satisfied even in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis, and he was thus searching after Srimati Radharani, we can easily imagine how transcendentally qualified she is. After hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, "That for which I have come to your residence has now become an object of truth in my knowledge. Now I have come to understand the sublime goal of life and the process of achieving it. Nevertheless, I think there is something more ahead, and my mind is desiring to have it. Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Also explain the truth of transcendental mellows and the transcendental form of love of Godhead." Krishnera Swarupa Kaha Radhara Swarupa Rasa Kon Tatva Prema Kon Tatva Rupa. Kindly explain all these truths to me, but for yourself no one can ascertain them. And Sri Ramananda Roy replied, and we shall hear his reply very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.